The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Samach Aleph, in continuing to discuss the mitzvahs bnei noach, what's also to be a noach, quotes the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that we had already learned on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. Rabbi Elazar says that bnei noach are also ala kloyim. That bnei noach are not allowed to make hakavas behema and hakavas ilan. And the Gemara says, "Menani mili." From where do we know this? Amar Shmuel, Amar Kras, Kukoyisai Tishmayru. The Torah, as it introduces the parasha of Klayim, begins with the words as Kukoyisai Tishmayru, to teach us Chukim Shochachati Lechem Kfar, the halachas that I already had told you, you have an obligation to follow. And what that means, the Gemara says, is that Hakovas Ilon, Hakovas Behema, had already become Osir to the Bnei Noach, and therefore they may not do so. So the first question that we need to discuss as we begin the shir is, what is the halacha? Is Hakovas Ilon Osir or Mutter to a Goy? Because as we just said, this is only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbanon and Daf Nun Vav hold that Akum are not Osir Bahakova. The Rambam and Hilchos Melachim, Perik Yud, Halacha Vav, says, Upnei Umipia Kabbalah, we have Mikpia Kabbalah, Shibnei Noyach Asurim Bahakovas Behema, or Bahakovas Ilan Bavad, the Bnei Noyach Osir to do our boss behema, also to do our covers ilon, vein nayaragim aleya. And the Kesef Mishnah, in explaining the opinion of the Rambam, says that even though the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar, since we know that they're only zayin mitzvahs bnei noach, and our covers ilon, our covers behema, are not included in those zayin mitzvahs bnei noach. And that's why the Rambam, in saying this halacha, clearly indicates that even he will agree that the Bnei Noach were not Ein Nerog Malayim, that even though normally when a guy violates one of the Zayin Mitzvot Bnei Noach, as Rosson Zuyim Yisoson, and they're Mechuyiv Misa, here they're not Mechuyiv Misa, but still says the Kesef Mishnah, since, as we just quoted, it's very clear that Shmuel holds that this is an Isser, and the Rambam does not want to discount the opinion of Shmuel, and therefore he says an Akum should not be allowed to do Hakavas Ilan. The Lecha Mishnah brings a raya to the Rambam's opinion from Gemara Masechta the Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loikim al klaim v'atayra. One who takes klaim is ois over the raisa. Ask the Gemara v'anantanan, klaim is divrei soifra. Says the Gemara lo kasha, kam v'kale keren. There's a difference between kale akeren and hakovas ilan. Kedishmul, dom shmul asum chismoysay tishmayru. Ma behem tucha bein beretz bein b'chutz loretz. Af sotcha bein beretz bein b'chutz loretz. So we see the fact that the Gemara, says the Lecha Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, is following the opinion of Shmuel. That is a reason why we should paskin that L'chol HaPachas, at least with Rabbanon, an Akum is also Osir in HaKavas Ilan. The Ritva, in Masechta Kedushin, disagrees. And the Ritva says that we hold like the Rabbanon, that if we all like the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon hold that it's a that the Hakavas Ilan is not included in the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and therefore the halacha is that it's not also Hakavas Ilan for an Akum. Rav Avadya Yosef in the Shas of Tshuvas, Yabiya Omer, Chelek Hei Simen Yotes, has a very long discussion, and he seems clearly to hold that it's the opinion of most Rishonim and Achronim that at least Midrabonon, it's inappropriate to make a it's inappropriate to allow an Akum to be Markiv Elam. Why is this question so very important? The question comes up, do you make a Shechianu on a fruit which is a graft? The Mishnah Brura in Eirei Chaim Simen Reish Chaf Hei, the first Bir Halacha on Simen Reish Chaf Hei, which is the Simen of Dinei Birkas Shechianu, brings a Machlokes. He brings a Machlokes that the Hilchos Ketanis says, Aperis Hamurkovin Min B'Shein Minay, fruits that are created by mixing two different minim, Eim Mevarchim Alav. We should make a Shechianu, it was made against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he quotes a Shailas Yavetz that since we see that the halacha is that we make a bracha on Briyos Nois, on beautiful people we make a bracha, and the halacha is that we make such a bracha even on a mamzer, and there's nothing more wrong, there's no greater mixture that's usher than a mamzer. And therefore, certainly, we should not make a bracha shachianu, says the Yavetz, on a peris hamurkav. So we have a very big machlokes. Rabbi Avadya Yosef in that tshuva says that a shachianu we find in general is a rishus. He brings a raya, we know that the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch says that when a person has a baby, he's supposed to make a bracha shechianu, yet the minhag ha'olam is that we don't make the shechianu. So since we see it's the minhag ha'olam, not to, that the shechianu is only a rishus, therefore it's inappropriate to make a shechianu, which is anyway only a rishus, on something that was done, something that was made by Aveiro. I, a mamzer, he says the mamzer is not the bracha, is not on the creation. The bracha is on the simcha you have on seeing the mamzer. This question is an old question, because the question comes up when you have a fruit like a nectarine, which is a graft of a plum and a peach, would you make a shachianu or not? The Sefer Kav Chaim says that in here Reish Chafhei Sifkot Nechavov that the meaning is not to make a bracha on a pri hamurkav. And therefore, somebody has such a shaila, shev v'atasa odav. And so too is the opinion of the Ben Ishchai. He says, v'shamati, shagam b'etz Yisrael, nagu levorach aleim shachyonu, the mingan etz Yisrael is not to make a shachyonu on a peri amokam, u'berchis shachyonu toli b'minik. He says a very interesting point. He says the bracha shechianu is a bracha that's based on a minig. And since the minig is not to make a shechianu, we have to follow that minig. There are many poskim that discuss the shaila. There's a tshuva in the shaila of tshuvas, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Hei, Simen Chav Hei, regarding this question. He says, because again, the basis of the question is that we could assume that when we have a peri hamurkiv, It was made by an Akum. They had a Roy, certainly here in Chutz Laretz. And therefore, is there a problem of making Shekhyonu on a pre Hamurkov? So he says that since it's Machloikis, the rule is Sofet Brochus Lahoko, even though he quotes a Bach who says that the rule of Sofet Brochus Lahoko doesn't apply to Birchas Shekhyonu. He says, still, since we have this machlokes, if we make a bracha on a peiri hamurkav that was made with an aveira, and it's best, therefore, to take another fruit, if you have such a fruit that's a murkav that you haven't eaten, and maybe you should be making a shekhyonu, bring to the table another fruit and make the shekhyonu on that fruit and have in mind the peiri hamurkav. It's also important to point out that the Debre Tzina Rav and the Shalos HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe Chelek Zayin on when he speaks about Dinei B'nei Eretz Yisrael v'Chutz Laretz in Siman Reish Ches Sif Yud has discussion. But first he goes into a different issue. He says that maybe one would make an argument that you shouldn't make a bracha at all on such a fruit, since this fruit was created in a way which is against Ritzoin Hashem. He says, Chas v'shalom. He says, of Kol HaMachmer. He says, the Vadai. He says, the fact that the Torah says that the halacha is you are allowed to eat such a fruit, Ma'acha shehit Torah hit alon pre-shel elam murkav. The fact that the Torah allows us to eat this fruit, Vadei shari lecho, one is permitted to eat such a fruit. V'osu l'shem adam l'hachmer b'zeh shloi l'achloi. No one is allowed to be machmer not to eat it. V'kol ha-machmer, and somebody is machmer not to eat it, tzoruch b'dika achmer. And he goes into a discussion in general where a halacha says something is mutter, we're not allowed to say it's osu. Then came Levarach Berchus Berchus Eitz Mechuyifu Levarach. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch, and part of his raya is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want this fruit to be created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who controls the world, would have made that this fruit should not be created. The fact that the fruit does exist is a raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it was created in sin, wants this fruit to be here, and you should make a bracha. However, that's regarding the bracha Rishonah, the bracha Bereis Eitz. He says, however, regarding the bracha Shekhyonu, he too takes the same approach as the Michas Yitzchak, that what would be best is to try to find another fruit that is not a murkav and make the Shekhyonu on the fruit that's not a murkav, and have in mind that that Shekhyonu should also be for this fruit, which is a murkav. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in the Shiles of Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hoggis, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Dalid, takes a much more lenient approach, and he says that if one knows that this fruit, this peiri hamurkav, was created by an akum, one could be lenient and make a shekhyon. Now, however, it's very important. I saw this Piskei Tshuvos discusses this. To discuss what is considered a peiri hamurkav. He says, and he quotes this from Shlomo Zalman, that the iser of peiris hamurkavim that a goy may not do, according to the Rambam, is only in a situation where the fruit, where the trees were grafted together. But if one took seeds of a grafted fruit, that means it wasn't somebody grafted together a plum tree and a peach tree. Rather, if somebody were to take the seed of a nectarine and plant it, that is certainly not usur for an akum. And in such a situation, everybody would agree that you can make a shachiyanu. And therefore, since Bizman Hazeh, we could assume that most of the, if not all, of what we're eating is not made by the grafting of trees, we're allowed to make a shachiyanu even a peri hamurkav. Moreover, there's the isser of murkav, according to many poskim, is only when it's murkav from it's from a different min. But let's say you'll have two minim, which are very similar, and you'll graft them together. That may not, in bechlau, be included in the isser hakava. So a fruit that was created by the grafting of two trees that are very similar may not be considered a merkav altogether. And then certainly you can make a shechiyanu. So therefore, if you have to make a shechiyanu on a peri hamurkav, so certainly it seems what would be best is, and this Ramosha also passes this way, in the Shalas Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Chelik Beis Simen Nun Ches, Orichayim Chelik Beis Simen Nun Ches, take a different type of fruit, and that's certainly not a murkiv, and have the murkiv on the table as well, and have in mind the Shachiyonu for the non-murkiv. But if the only peri that you could find that you didn't make a Shachiyonu on is a peri ha-murkiv, it seems that number one, we have the opinion of the Hilchos Ketanis. That's always make. We have the opinion of the Shaul Shaivitz. That's always makel. Number two, we have the opinions of the Ritva that says that if an akum is markiv, there is no ism. Number three, we have the opinion of most paiskim that murkiv is only considered a situation of murkiv when the trees are being grafted. But if it was grown from a seed, which is normally the case, that's not considered murkiv for an akum. Number four, murkiv is only murkiv when it's two very distinct different types of trees. But when they're not two very different distinct type of trees, that's not considered a situation of murkiv. Then the halacha will be that you could make the shachiyanu. The other question that's left open is, let's say you know you have a nectarine and the nectarine came from a seed. It didn't come from a peri murkav, and you could therefore make a shachiyanu. But you already ate plums this year and you already ate peaches this year. Do you make a shachiyanu on the nectarine? Do you make a shachiyanu on this new min? So the Mishnah Berura here in Siman Reish Chaf Hei Sif Yudalid discusses this issue, because he says the brach of Shechiyanu is not made on the fruit, it's made on the simcha, and there's a new simcha for every type of fruit. So even though I ate a plum, and even though I ate a peach, the nectarine is a new min. The Mishnah Berura says, David Kamaravid or Davavid Kamaravid. And he doesn't want to paskin. The Mishnah Berura approach is that one should, again, here too, do as we've been saying in our shir. He says you should take another fruit that you have no shaila on. Ramosha too in that discussion, that in that tshuva that I mentioned, from Erchaim Chel Bei Simen Nun Ches, says that probably the best thing is to bring another fruit and make the bracha on that, because it's not quite clear what would be the halacha. Does this create a new simcha and require a new shafiyah?